Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface in the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing pretty good today, Neil. Today, I want to talk about, can eating whole grains lower your risk of heart disease in older adults? Now, consuming more whole grains may protect against heart disease, a new study suggests. An analysis of over 3,000 middle and older age adults over many years found that those who ate at least 3 servings of whole grains daily had smaller increases in blood sugar levels, blood pressure, and waist size compared to those who ate less than 1/2 serving per day. This is according to my source, author Caleb Solwicki. And Dr. Solwicki has said that this is an important step in understanding how different types of grains may influence health over time. The researchers used data from 3,100 people who took part in the Framingham Heart Study, which was launched in the 1970s, to examine long-term risk factors for heart disease. The average age of participants was about 55 during the baseline studies. Changes in the following 5 risk factors for heart disease at 4-year intervals over the course of approximately 18 years were analyzed: waist size, blood pressure, blood sugar, triglycerides, and HDL cholesterol, or good cholesterol. Participants were grouped into categories based on the amount of whole grains they reported eating, ranging from low whole grain intake, which was less than 1/2 a serving per day, to 3 or more servings per day. For each 4-year interval, the researchers found that waist size increased about 1/2 inch in people who had high whole grain intake compared to 1 inch in those who had low intake. Average increases in blood pressure and blood sugar levels were also lower in high intake adults. In a similar analysis of refined grain intake, adults reporting eating fewer refined grains had a lower increase in waist size and triglyceride level. This study suggests that eating whole grains, especially in place of refined grains, as part of a healthy diet, could help us maintain healthier levels of these risk factors as we age, and therefore may help to prevent the development of heart disease, so Wiki says, and adding that dietary fiber in whole grains may help promote a feeling of fullness and lower blood sugar spikes after meals. Well, this is some important information that you should consider when you decide how many whole grains you're going to put into your diet instead of refined grains. And that's my report today. Follow up on my free podcast at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps, no spaces. And that's my report for today.
All right. That was Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface in the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.